Killian.
Gay's resignation comes nearly a month after she and the presidents of UPenn and MIT faced widespread condemnation following this testimony at a House education hearing on anti-Semitism on college campuses.
Does calling for the genocide of Jews violate Harvard's rules of bullying and harassment, yes or no?
It can be, depending on the context.
House Republican Chair Elise Stefanik, a Harvard alum, posted, "Two down," referring to Gay and Penn President Liz McGill, who also resigned days after the hearing.
Would you say nice things in exchange for expensive jewelry? CBS's Robert Costa says a U.S. senator is now accused of doing just that.
New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez facing a new allegation. Menendez accused of making positive comments about Qatar in exchange for items including luxury watches.
The number of migrants coming into the U.S. from Mexico is dropping, says CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez.
There's been a significant decrease in migration, and officials are attributing that to increased enforcement by the Mexican government in the interior of Mexico to stem the flow of migration before migrants even reach the U.S. border.
A senior Hamas leader was assassinated Tuesday in a suburb of Beirut. Israel has declined to comment directly on the attack, however. CBS's Ian Lee in Tel Aviv says some are concerned the killing will result in a widening of the conflict in the Middle East.
Israeli officials say the war could last throughout the year until Hamas is destroyed. But many Palestinians wonder what price they'll have to pay until the fighting ends.
He's accused of stealing millions of dollars from his clients, and now a federal judge has ruled that attorney Tom Girardi is competent to stand trial. CBS's Matt Piper has that.
Girardi is the attorney who famously worked with Erin Brockovich, and more recently, the estranged husband of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Erica Jane.
Some people call me cold, but that's not ice. It's diamonds.
Who for years while married flaunted an opulent lifestyle with him by her side. The 84-year-old is facing multiple counts of wire fraud, which carries 20 years in prison on each count.
The Federal Trade Commission has fined a company that sold deceptively gathered leads to telemarketers and robocallers $7 million. The agency says ResponseTree operated more than 50 websites that collected personal information from consumers, then sold it to companies who called those consumers to try to sell them solar panels and hearing aids. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Dane County judge ruled Tuesday that election clerks can accept absentee ballots that are missing part of a witness's address. The judge ruled that so long as the clerks can discern how to reach the witness from available information, those ballots are acceptable. In 2022, a Waukesha County judge ruled that clerks are no longer allowed to fill in missing witness information. Tuesday's ruling provides uniform rules for how clerks should handle those absentee ballots, says the group that brought the lawsuit. After three consecutive years of record-breaking numbers of shootings in Milwaukee, the numbers declined in 2023. Gun crimes are still roughly double that of pre-pandemic levels. As of December 27th, there were 171 homicides in 2023. That's 20% lower than the record 215 homicides in 2022. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers make a roster move. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After beating the Vikings on Sunday Night Football 33-10, the Packers have placed second-year wide receiver Samori Toure on IR and promoted Bo Melton to the 53-man roster. Melton had six catches for 105 yards against Minnesota, the first Packers receiver to have a game with 100 yards or more in receptions this season. I asked him after the game if he was able to find those open spots against the Vikings zone defense.
Yeah, you know, I was finding windows. You know, a lot of our receivers were finding windows as well. They have a great defense, so we're just trying to go into certain defenses and try to exploit that.
College football, the Badgers fought but fell short against number 13th ranked LSU. The final in the ReliaQuest Bowl in Tampa, 35-31 in favor of the Tigers. Badgers head coach Luke Fickle.
It doesn't just happen because you say it's going to happen, right? You go into place, you say, well, we're going to tackle better, or we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And the reality is it's a lot of hot air.
That's Luke Fickle with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Flurries, a little light freezing drizzle in the overnight, upper 20s with cloudy skies and light west winds. Flurry chances will continue into Wednesday. Mostly cloudy skies in the late afternoon will reach the lower 30s. More sunshine on Thursday. It's 30 at our studios.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from 6 types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join. Call in.
Why do we have celery? What else can you do with a Dutch oven? Where did the word kitchen even come from? The Kitchen's Open answers these kinds of questions and includes fun history facts around our favorite foods, meals, and family cuisine traditions. Our WFHR team will entertain you each week on Mondays during the 9 o'clock hour on WFHR's morning show with The Kitchen's Open.
Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with the outstanding Mr. Aaron Zommer. On the board. It is Tuesday, January 2nd, 2024. Welcome in to another fine show, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Zommers, we have survived the first full day of 2024.
That we have. and I wonder how many days it'll take me this year to stop writing 2023.
Do you do that too?
Yeah, yes, I feel I like do. A lot of people do that, but I know. I can be pretty bad about it.
I know. And sometimes I'll get good at it by the middle of January. Then all of a sudden in February or March, I'll write the previous year out of it.
Oh, yeah. You know. Or yeah. I've even done it like 2 years ago before.
Have you really?
March.
2 years in the past?
I think it was just one time, but I remember it because it was so embarrassing. I think I wrote it on an assignment in school in pen, and I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we'll hope that, we all remember, right, 2024. People don't write a lot of checks anymore, but when you're signing stuff or whatever, yes, it's 2024. Glad to have you in on this Tuesday, the 2nd of January. Just FYI, we are pre-recording this show, and we'll be back with a brand new show live, all live, tomorrow on Wednesday the 3rd. So looking forward to being back in the studio live with you tomorrow, Mr. Zommers.
And me as well.
Yeah, should be fun. Thought we'd take a little time here to start. And most of the show today is going to be previous content. We're calling it some of the best of 2023. So sit back, relax, enjoy yourself, and look forward to an all-new show tomorrow with your phone calls as well. But according to People Magazine, says the ultimate 2024 horoscope prediction guide, according to celebrity astrologer Kyle Thomas, says 2024 could be your year. With 2024 just underway, it's time to gear up for a year that celebrity astrologer Kyle Thomas tells People Magazine, quote, brings many opportunities for all zodiac signs, unquote, in various facets of their lives. While 2024 will look different for each person, with some having, quote, a bit more cosmic luck on their side when it comes to love specifically, the year's impact will be determined based on everyone's respective zodiac sign. However, collectively, Thomas, who is known for his cosmic guidance for celebrities, business execs, and prominent influencers, says 2024, quote, certainly promises more fun, surprises, and chances to step outside of one's comfort zone and change up the routine, unquote. How about that?
Well, I'd be curious to go and see what the 2023 article said and see if they changed any words.
Don't be a Debbie Downer. I'm not going back to 2023.
So anyway,
we're in 2024.
If you couldn't tell, I'm not much of an astrology person.
I am not. I don't live by astrology But I find it fascinating because you know, I have some friends, you know, who are really into it, and it is fascinating. I mean, here's the thing I'll say. I do believe that whether it's by luck or whatever, that zodiac signs can be spot on with a lot of people. Like, for instance, I'm a Libra, and the traits of a Libra are, you look at, you know, the sign is a balance scale. And so Libras traditionally look at, you know, both sides of things and try to take in both viewpoints. Libras can fall into love quickly and also be very loyal, but once you're betrayed, you also fall out very quickly. And right or wrong, that's pretty spot on for Todd, at least those types of things.
I'm a Sagittarius, and here's a little summary. I just Googled Sagittarius traits, and the first thing that comes up, Sagittarius people are faithful, intelligent, forceful, and sympathetic.
Pretty good. I
can say that at least some of that's accurate.
Yeah.
Maybe a little too sympathetic sometimes. Some of my friends say, well, at one point I was having a discussion with a bunch of my friends about wedding invitations, that should you be upset if someone doesn't invite you to their wedding?
Right.
And I said, no, under pretty much any circumstance, because there could be any number of reasons. It doesn't need to be your business. It's their wedding. They get to make it their special day. And it might hurt a little bit, but I feel like you got to just kind of get over it.
Yeah. No, I think that's true.
And then everybody else in the car was like, Aaron, if somebody punched you in the face, you'd say, sorry, I wasn't standing in the right spot for you. Take another crack at it.
So you're a Sagittarius, you're saying?
Yes.
All right, let's scroll down here. Here is your Sagittarius overall predictions by the astrologer here, the astrologer to the stars. Here it is. Things are looking in your favor this year, Sagittarius. In fact, Thomas says 2024 is a major year for your personal life. Well, 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 Mr. Zommers, thanks to significant planetary movement. First and foremost, Jupiter, the planet of expansion and luck, will cross you in the sky after May, potentially attracting, quote, a soulmate connection, unquote, or causing you to grow in your established union. Long-term plans could be a mode at this time, like a move-in or an engagement. Whoa, Mr. Zommers, once we're after May here, watch out. You better be looking for someone. exactly. Here we go. If you and your partner decide the spark is gone and you separate ways, Thomas says, you'll ultimately thrive better with more freedom. So there you go. He kind of covers his butt
there.
Well,
that's just good advice.
Yeah, right. Thomas says this could lead you to align with a soulmate, fall in or out of love, or make external memories that live on in your heart forever. So that's what Sagittarius can look forward to in 2024. Let's see what old Toddy's got in store for the Libra sign in 2024. Well, this is quite the thing. Be prepared to look destiny in the eye, Libra. Due to the various eclipses that you experience in your zodiac sign through 2023, Thomas says the 2024 stage is now set for your next journey. On one hand, see, this is very Libra. On one hand, this. On the other hand, that. On one hand, Thomas says, this could cause alignment with a destined and committed partner. Well, you might even make long-term plans, like moving in together or getting engaged. Well, we find that we're However, if the spring creeps up and you haven't yet found the one, Thomas says, you may find great luck in connecting with them in the next 6 months to follow. He suggests, be yourself. If you're in a relationship, well, I'm not, so it goes on from there. The year 2024 can also be a time when you opt to switch up your dating patterns thanks to Pluto, the planet of intensity. You may even see a big change around children or fertility, all right? Due to the planet's intensity, Thomas says, you might attract all or nothing romances, fatal attractions, or obsessive love stories.
Todd, you're living on the knife's edge there. You're going to have to be real careful.
I guess so. So I don't know. Does that mean a less grinder app and more long term? I don't know what that
means.
Says the flames of love will be fanned in the second half of 2024, with travel potentially fueling that fire. If you're single, keep an open mind because someone marvelous could enchant you, he says. Lastly, the movement of Mars can ignite your desire for union, or instead cause friction to boil over in the middle of spring. Boil over in spring, Mr. Somers.
Well, at the same time, it can only boil over in so maybe what I'm reading here is wait till spring is over.
Oh, look at this. Let me finish this up. The very end of the year can bring friendships, a wild social life, and popularity online, predicts Thomas. Quote, but be aware that an ex-old flame or someone who you had a passionate fling with could be coming back at that time and demanding answers.
So Todd's going to go viral next winter, but he's going to have lovers knocking at the door being like, why did you leave me?
That's a ridiculous astrological prediction.
That one's a lot more specific than mine was.
It's much more specific. I see 2020, this year is going to be busy with all of our election coverage, and we're going to ramp up the show. I am going to be traveling more around the state of Wisconsin.
That's true. That was already planned before you read this.
Yeah, it was already planned. But you understand, I don't have time for, you know, boiling over love life.
That's what Todd thinks. Not what the stars think.
And I certainly don't have time for an ex-flame to come back into my life at the end of the year. I don't have a lot of ex-flames, number one.
Well, that really narrows it down. You know who to watch out for.
I know exactly who to watch out for. I think he's going to be in a different state by then, probably.
Well, all right.
Am I going to travel there?
You got to do your best not to, I guess.
See, this is the part of astrology that I love, because it's just goofy and it creates good conversations.
That is true.
But the thing is, once in a while, they get it right. So is it that astrological signs have something to do with it, like the stars that we're born under, or is it like just luck and coincidence? I don't know.
It's impossible to tell. And ultimately, I think that reading stuff like this, as long as you treat it with the knowledge that it is not absolute, but you think about what they say, sometimes they just have good advice.
Right. Just solid, you know. I think sometimes astrology will focus more on you, the person. Like say, do this for yourself. And I think that's always healthy, whatever you are guided by, whatever faith or whatever you're guided by, to fix yourself, each of us should be looking internally and making our own lives better, because if we're happy and we take care of ourselves, ultimately that's better for our relationships with other people.
Absolutely.
That's what Kira Sabin tells me anyway.
And I feel like we can generally listen to her.
Absolutely. Always listen to her. We're going to have Kira Sabin, our life coach at relationship-quotient.com,
yes.
Right? She'll be back in later on in 2024. Well, we have a great show for you planned. Some best of episodes in this segment are the rest of the show on the 2nd of January, 2023. And then tomorrow, 2024. We already did it. 2024. And then tomorrow, right here on Wednesday, Mr. Zomers, I'll be back with you live, an all-new live show tomorrow to kick off the new year, taking your phone calls, catching up a little bit on politics that we missed the last few days, and setting the table for what's ahead in politics, in particular the state of Wisconsin, in 2024.
You can find out if either of us already made a resolution and failed to keep it.
Right, exactly. So stay tuned. Keep it right here. We appreciate your listenership. Enjoy some of this best of in the rest of today's episode. We'll be back with you tomorrow live right here. For now, this is Tuesday, January 2nd, 2024. You're listening to a special edition of the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for News Talk and Sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 20 past the hour of 12 noon.
Thanks for tuning in. I'm Aaron, Todd's producer, letting you know that this is a replay of a conversation we had in the last week or so about what makes America America and how Donald Trump's campaign has increasingly borrowed from Hitler, of all people, in his speeches. Todd takes your calls on what makes America special before moving on to an edition of Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers. Both this hour and next, we'll be replaying some of our greatest hits with Luke. So even though we don't have a new edition of Tuesday Tangents for you today, you can still scratch that itch just a little bit. Since today is a pre-recorded show, please be aware that nobody will actually be able to take your calls on this topic. So just listen to what other people have had to say, and maybe it'll give you something to think about. Enjoy.
Right now, these comments by former President Trump for the last few days, quoting Hitler's book, Mein Kampf, saying that immigrants to the United States are, quote, poisoning the blood, unquote, of America. He was, I believe this is from Iowa. Is this correct, Mr. Sommers? This clip here of the last couple of days down in Iowa.
Yes.
And once, you know, people said, look, he's quoting Hitler after he said this. He once again quotes Hitler and denies it. And again, I'm not playing this to give out, to help Trump. But I want you to hear it in his words so you know that's not Todd's interpretation when I say things. I want you to know this is exactly what the former president said. Here's Trump on his comments on immigration.
It's crazy what's going on. They're ruining our country. And it's true. They're destroying the blood of our country. That's what they're doing. They're destroying our country. They don't like it when I said that. And I never read Mein Kampf. They said, oh, Hitler said that in a much different way. No, they're coming from all over the world, people all over the world. We have no idea. They could be healthy. They could be very unhealthy. They could bring in disease that's going to catch on in our country. But they do bring in crime. But they have them coming from all over the world.
So there was the president a couple days ago down in Iowa, once again spewing forth hatred and just blatant lies, all right, just blatant lies that somehow immigrants to this country, again, to quote Hitler, are, quote, poisoning the blood and putting out all these things that he says the immigrants do. Some of it's just 100% not true. Some of it is the same thing that, you know, Americans get sick. Americans have disease. I mean, people who are already American citizens. So, you know, it's not anything that anybody else in the world, including Americans, have.
Also of note, him saying that he has never read Mein Kampf. According to some reporting done by a few different news outlets, including the Daily Beast, there was an article, an interview with his wife, Ivana, his first wife, Ivana Trump, in 1990, detailing that he did keep a book of Adolf Hitler's speeches next to his bed.
Including Mein Kampf. So, yes, there's that. His ex-wife, who is now dead, and was friendly towards him, you know, after their divorce, said that he, in fact, did read this stuff. So, again, we're not surprised, I don't think, anybody, by the fact that he's lying even about reading Hitler. Here's the thing. What Trump is doing is playing on the fears of many Americans. Regular listeners to this show know I have a lot of friends from Central America. My family was a host family in Richland Center, a 5,000-person town in southwest Wisconsin, predominantly white. It was, we were able to do that through the University of Wisconsin Richland, who, of course, Jay Rothman and UW System is closed. But it was one of the great assets of that campus to meet people from other countries, and it literally changed my life. And what Trump is trying to do is say, anytime you see somebody who's not white, be suspicious of them. Because how do we know if someone is a documented immigrant, an undocumented immigrant, or a naturalized citizen? If you lined up 10 brown people off the street, how do you know which one is quote unquote legal? Does Trump want us to now go back to stop and frisk? Show us your papers? Do all Americans now have to keep an identity card? We're going to go back to having Star of David's put on our back? What's Trump's end game here? It's basically to divide us. All right? I want to read you a poem. Speaking of New York City. It appears on a statue. You may have heard of it. It's called the Statue of Liberty. The poem is by Emma Lazarus. It's dated November 2nd, 1883. It's called The New Colossus. We hear a couple of lines from this frequently, but let me give you the entire poem. Quote, "Not like the brazen giant of Greek fame with conquering limbs astride from land to land. Here, at our washed sea, sunset gates shall stand, a mighty woman with a torch, whose flame is the imprisoned lightning, and her name, Mother of Exiles. From her beacon hand glows worldwide welcome. Her mild eyes command the air-bridged harbor that twin cities fame. Quote, keep, ancient lands, your storied pomp, she cries, with silent lips. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door." It's a great poem. And if you look, what it's saying is, look, not like the Greek giants, all right? Not like the Europeans over there that have these long-storied kings and queens. But here at our sea-washed sunset gates, I stand a mighty woman. Her torch is the imprisoned lightning, and her name, literally, Mother of Exiles. America is the mother of exiles, the people that other countries don't want. From her beacon hand glows worldwide welcome. Not welcome for white people. Not welcome just for Christians. Worldwide welcome. She says, keep, you know what, all you ancient lands, Greece and Italy and Rome, keep your pomp and circumstance. Keep all your fanciness. Give me, America, your tired people, your poor people, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free for freedom. Give me the wretched refuse, the trash of the other countries. Give it to me, America. Send these, the homeless people, those tempest-tossed souls, to me. I lift my lamp, America's lamp, beside the golden door. It's what America is supposed to be. It's what America is. It's a great melting pot. We are all immigrants. Unless you are a Native American or of Native American descent, I got news for you. That lamp was lifted for you and me, all of us, and it still remains lifted for those new exiles coming to our shore today. And it is more than American. It is America. to come here as an immigrant. We'll take your calls on the other side, 844-967-2789. Also, Luke Mathers and Thursday Tangents with Luke. Don't go anywhere. It's the Tom Lavelle Show on Civic Media.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. There are fears that the killing of a senior Hamas leader in Lebanon may widen the conflict in the Middle East. More on that from CBS's Ian Lee.
Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah condemned the assassination of El Arouri as a serious assault on Lebanon and vowed that his killing will not go unpunished.
Lebanon blames Israel for the attack. Officials in Japan are concerned that the death toll from a powerful earthquake will rise, CBS's Lucy Kraft.
Prime Minister Kishida said rescue operations are at a crucial stage, with time running out to free victims still trapped under buildings destroyed in the January 1st earthquake.
Most Americans still haven't gotten RSV, flu, or COVID shots, causing an alarming increase in the number of cases, says CBS's Meg Oliver.
The case counts so concerning, at least 10 states and Washington, D.C. have reinstated mask mandates in some hospitals.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The names of 6 Republicans and 1 Democrat will appear on Wisconsin's presidential primary ballots for now. That list includes Donald Trump and President Biden. The Presidential Preference Selection Committee met Tuesday morning. Candidates who want to be taken off the list have until the 30th to say so. Candidates who want to be added will have to collect signatures to qualify. Wisconsin's primary is April 2nd. New higher sales taxes are in effect in Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. Local officials voted for the increase last summer as part of a deal to increase the amount of shared revenue that state government returns to local communities. When combined with the state's 5% sales tax, consumers in Milwaukee are paying a 7.9% sales tax, and in the rest of Milwaukee County, it's 5.9%. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Flurries, a little light freezing drizzle in the overnight, upper 20s with cloudy skies and light west winds. Flurry chances will continue into Wednesday. Mostly cloudy skies in the late afternoon will reach the lower 30s. More sunshine on Thursday. It's 30 at our studios.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's topical.
Oh, no! Oh! Oh, we've been whammed!
We apologize to our wonderful, wonderful
to
listeners.
To all our listeners. This is the first time I've heard this song this year, so, yeah.
Okay, almost made it to the 19th. I don't know, do we decide if that counts or not?
Yeah.
I think it does.
It's random.
It's
according to Seth's rules, it counts.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
It's time to tangent with our very own Luke Mathers, executive producer of Civic Media. Thank you, Luke, for being flexible. You gave up your Tuesday slot so we could do our salute to the Air National Guard. You gave it up for a general, so not bad. Not bad.
Did I give it up or was it forcibly taken? No, I'm just kidding.
It was forcibly taken, but I thought it sounded better if I
that's
said
fair, that's
it
fair.
Gave up.
That's well, fair.
You know what, Brigadier General David May said? He said that we all serve. And now, so you know what, Luke?
See,
us
that was,
kicking
that was
you
my
off.
Service for
yeah,
the week?
That was your service.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. And being back with us.
Joining on a Thursday for some tangents instead of Tuesday. Still going for the alliteration.
Exactly. We're going to get to a tangent. Well, we're going to start off with a little more serious tangent, pick up where we left off, talking about these comments by former President Trump the last few days, quoting Adolf Hitler, saying that immigrants to this country are, quote, poisoning the blood, unquote, of our country, and making other ridiculous statements. They're just factually untrue. And right before we went to break there, I read the poem, The New Colossus, in its entirety. Because, you know, we all kind of hear, you know, give me your huddled masses, you need to breathe free. But if you look at the entire poem, which isn't that long, I mean, it literally is saying, look, other countries like Italy and Greece and kings and queens and all this storied pomp, it literally says pomp, it rejects that and says, no, give me, America, the people that you don't want. Because that's what we're going to build a country on an ideal of freedom and democracy. We don't always get there quite yet. We're still struggling to. Yeah. But that is the ideal to which we hold. We're not a country that's sewn together by ethnicity or race or geography or religion, but rather an ideal, Luke.
Yeah, and a promise to yearn for a more perfect union. That's what to me is beautiful about the preamble too. Mm-hmm. More perfect union, like not a perfect union. You're never going to get there,
right?
But more perfect. And then this poem, I haven't read that since
long
school,
time, right?
But yeah, it's been a while.
That's why I thought it was just good to
I think it's an excellent reminder, especially in the time of the holiday season where this is the togetherness time.
Right.
And division and vitriol, like words like vermin and poisoning of blood, like that goes against our ideals as a nation and where we all are in our personal lives right now of the seasons of celebrating and being together. And it's just, it's really, really sickening to hear when rhetoric like that is heard.
What are your thoughts on this? We have a couple of people still hanging on. If you want to call in, join Thursday Tangent with Luke. Give your thoughts on the former president's comments and also your perspective on immigration in general. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Mr. Zomer started at the top there. Very good. Dave in Madison listening on WMDX here in Madison, Mad City Radio. What say you? Dave, go ahead.
Are you calling?
Yep, Dave, you're on the air.
Great. Now I can hear you. Okay. Yeah, we sure have moved away from American values as expressed in that Emma Lazarus poem on the Statue of Liberty. And it's a shame, you know. We live in an aging population. America has an aging population, about 60,000 people. About 60,000 people are About 60,000 people are retiring every single week. They're not paying taxes.
Uh-huh.
We're aging, and they're not paying into Social Security. Yet we have this godsend of 150,000 people approximately at our border every month, and they're young families that are going to be doing that for the rest of their lives. Immigrants, we know, also commit a lot less crime. So the more immigrants we have, the chances of any individual being targeted for a crime are a lot better. Yep. when there is 40% of the S&P 500 were established by first generation immigrants. There's about three times as entrepreneurial. You know, if you see immigrant communities and immigrants have all kinds of businesses. And that's very noticeable, too. They're about 25% of the Nobel Prizes, also first-generation immigrants. And I can go on and on.
I appreciate
I appreciate
the facts. Right. Appreciate the facts, Dave. Thanks so much. Dave gives us some great info there, Luke, that, again, our country is built on – we are a country of immigrants.
Yeah. To think anything otherwise is usually just used to, you know, stoke up political fears among certain people. And it's used as a, unfortunately, a rallying cry for a lot of different points throughout history. And we're not immune to that here in 2023 and soon to be 2024.
844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go quickly to Frank in beautiful Milwaukee, listening to us on the Shaw, WAUK. Frank, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Thanks for taking my call. Your reading of the Emerald Lazarus poem drove me to tears. This entire nation, every last human being in this country has an immigrant heritage. Even the Indians came from Asia. A true Indian has dark hair, slit eyes, and a dark skin. Every person, half the plants, half the animals, we are all immigrants. Isn't Trump's wife an immigrant, or am I getting something wrong here?
No, you're right. He married two immigrant wives.
Yeah, well, that's another story. I don't want to comment on Trump because he's so vile. I can't. It's hard for me not to to say something negative. I always thought if I could invent a swear word 100 feet long, it wouldn't describe his vileness.
appreciate it.
What you did, reading that poem, I know it by heart. Uh-huh. Give me your tired, your poor, your hungry. Who yearn to be free?
Yeah.
I lift my lamp beside the golden door. That's us. That's all of us. Mm. That's every last human being in this country. And about that poem that's so good is it talks about the poor and the needy. Mm-hmm. Every religion, Christianity, Jews, Muslims, others, say, take care of the poor and the needy. Alms for the poor. You can go on and on. It was wonderful that you read that.
Thanks,
Frank. God
bless
you. God bless America. I feel so fortunate. I symbolically kiss the ground every time I get up. In my obituary, I'm going to say something about, I won the lottery. I was born and raised in America.
Well said, Frank. Thank you so much for your call. Thank you for your passionate words. I really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Let's go quickly to Mark in the SAC. Mark, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Yeah, and thanks for reading that poem. And it brought me to think of Donald Trump and the description that was given to Scrooge in A Christmas Carol. A squeezing, wrenching, grasping, scraping, clutching, covetous old sinner, hard and sharp as flint, from which no steel has ever struck out a generous fire, secret, self-contained, and solitary as an oyster. And he doesn't seem that way when he's out there, you know, milking his crowd for his own for his own pleasure. But he doesn't give anything out for, you know, it's all about him.
Yeah.
And it's just sad in the you know, sentiments that and I won't. You know, read it right now, but people can look it up. But, you know, Bob Cratchit's nephew's speech to him when he first invites old Scrooge to Christmas dinner, saying that this is supposed to be a charitable time of year. It's supposed to be the one time of year that we, you know, reach out to our fellow man, consider all of us our fellow travelers, you know, through this world, you know, and not just some strange breed of creature that is alien to us.
Yep.
That's what we should feel. I mean, it's hard to feel charitable toward the people on the other side of the aisle sometimes, and I suffer from that as well. But we kind of have to. I mean, it is regardless of your religious persuasion that this is the time of year we've chosen to, you know, recognize, you know, the birth of Jesus, whether you believe in him or not. And it was originally just a pagan holiday, and the Pope said, "Well, let's move Jesus' birth to this time of year." And celebrated here at the shortest time of the year when the sun actually starts to come back to us. I mean, at least for us in the Northern Hemisphere, that the days start to get longer and the light.
Thank goodness they do, right?
Coming up soon, starting tomorrow, right?
Right. Finally starting to get longer. Mark, always great words from you, Mark, from the SAC. Appreciate it, my friend. Happy holidays. Thanks for calling in. Really, really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Thursday Tangent with Luke, if I can say his name. Luke Mathers.
It's
these darn swabs I stuck up my nose for the COVID test. It's got me all full clamped.
But you're negative. You're good.
Yes, I am. But you hit on this earlier in your comments that it's the holiday time of year when we're supposed to be, to Mark's point and yours, we're charitable. These comments by the former president really couldn't have come in a... There's never a good time for this, but it seems particularly bad.
Yeah, it's additional salt in the wound, but I agree with you. There's never a good time to say... hateful rhetoric like
No, not at all. Mr. Thomas, any more calls here on this subject? Maybe one more. All right, very good. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go down to beautiful Kenosha, one of our brand new stations in the Civic Media Radio Network at WRJN and Racine in Kenosha. Pat in Kenosha, thanks for calling and listening. What say you?
Oh, well, thanks for having me on. Yeah, you're talking about immigration. And the people, we can't sustain 12 million immigrants. I mean, they're getting phones and money. You know, my parents came from East Germany to come here, and they did it legally. Don't you agree that it should be done legally?
I absolutely believe that immigration should be done legally. And I'm really glad you bring this up, because it gives me a chance as a person who worked for 5 years in immigration for a United States congressman and dealt with this. That part of the, I know this because I was in the room. Part of the problem that we have with immigration in this country is that Congress, both Republicans and quite frankly Democrats, don't want to put in the money to adequately staff the processing of immigration. Let me tell you a quick story. When I worked for former Congressman Klug in the 90s, we had a staffer who went to Marquette University, originally from American Samoa, and came here legally, got a scholarship on an F-1 visa. And he did internship for us, all legally. And my boss, the congressman, wanted to hire him. So he applied for an H-1B visa, a legal visa to work in our office. The immigration department lost the application for H-1B visa for a United States congressman, not once, not twice, but three times over the course of a year and a half. During that time, he actually legitimately met a young woman, fell in love, and he ended up getting married. That's how he ended up being here legally. But had it been left up to the process of what is the legal process, he would have been an undocumented person. So I agree with you, Pat. We have to do it. We should be doing it legally. But until we have people in Congress willing to make tough decisions and staff our system well and have a process that makes sense to people back home, and also, by the way, join that with a foreign policy that actually invests in democracies and where a lot of these people are coming from, that will also slow it down. Until we do all of that, it's pretty hard to look someone in the eye and say, look, I got family in New York or Wisconsin or Los Angeles, and I just want to go and work at a car wash. And that's the problem, Pat.
Yeah, and I think that you've got also the aspect of legal immigration has been slowed in recent years.
Yes.
Even your story from your experience of seeing those visas get rejected, sorry to date you, Todd, but...
Oh, no, it's been a while. Yeah, absolutely.
It's been some time since that happened. The 4 years of the Trump administration, he and his administration were not shy about saying that they wanted to try to bring immigration, even legal immigration, as low as they possibly could. We were sitting
Muslim
and waiting.
Ban, other things?
We're waiting. There's not enough attorneys and immigration lawyers in the United States and at the border to be able to process all this stuff. And so you see a backlog, and that's why you're seeing an increase in illegal or undocumented immigration, because we don't have the capacity and we are willfully not funding the capacity to allow people to come through the legal channels.
And also, you're absolutely right.
It's a bad faith argument most of the time when you hear people just say, well, come here legally. And it's just unfortunate to hear.
And also, don't forget the Title 42 thing that was all predicated on the pandemic and COVID. That's what forced a lot of people to stay in Mexico while they're waiting for asylum. Again, I've done asylum cases. I know what that is. And that also needs to be reformed, but it takes a bipartisan effort to get this stuff done.
And you have to agree government works. And
exactly.
You just hear a lot of people just saying it's not going to work, so we're not going to do anything.
Luke Mathers, Thursday Tangents with Luke. We're going to turn the page, lighten it up a bit, talk about Secret Santas and what grinds Luke's gears. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of LaCroix.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Two.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus.
Thanks for sticking with us on the Todd Allball Show. This is Aaron, Todd's producer, reminding you that we're listening to a pre-recorded episode today, a previous edition of Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers. Enjoy.
Merry and bright. It's bright.
So hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
As a matter of fact, here comes it's Luke Santa Mathers here coming comes here Santa today right to the Todd Allball Show. Welcome back. It is joy and cheer. It is like the Immaculate Conception. It's Luke Mathers here. I'm not sure what that means. welcome back to the show. It is now 9 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Thank you for that fine holiday music, Mr. Zobbers.
You couldn't have picked the boss's version? Come on.
I thought that was great.
That was good.
I
also
that.
Still take it as a threat. So
really? It's a threat?
I told you, because the basement needs to get done, that Santa Claus coming to town is a threat.
We weren't going to talk about this, but here we go.
Yeah.
Luke's he's not in a great
mood. We're making progress. But
he's not in a great mood. He's salty. He's sleepless.
It's trying times. Yeah.
You're redoing the basement for mm-hmm. it because you're hosting mm-hmm. the holidays. Mm-hmm. It didn't go particularly well last night.
No.
But to your credit, you did not give up.
I did not. And so I'm going to keep at it. And all things hopefully will from here will go according to plan. And by Saturday, we're going to be all set to go.
I have complete faith in you. Just like Santa, you'll work your magic. Luke Mathers, what grinds your gears this week? And I have a feeling it has to do with Secret Santa.
Well, how do you celebrate when you do Secret Santa? And we can get Mr. Zahmer's opinion on this one too.
Yeah.
But how do you celebrate Secret Santa when you participate in a group Secret Santa?
Well, I haven't done it in a while, but usually in the past, you put everybody's name into a hat
mm-hmm.
and then you draw a name out. You don't tell that individual. Usually there's a dollar figure or mm-hmm. some sort of a theme.
Okay.
And then you buy a gift within those parameters. You wrap it or box it or bag it so that the other person doesn't know. And then you receive said gift. And sometimes that's it. Sometimes there's an opportunity to like guess who your Secret Santa is for some sort of additional prize.
Okay. We don't have the additional prize, but normally that's how I participate, is
right.
that you have to guess who
right.
your Secret Santa is at the
end.
The
whole point, secret, is in the word,
and
or
so
the title.
Thank you.
It's okay.
Hang on. I gotta set the table still, right. Zombers, and then you'll get to come in.
Seems
buddy.
Pretty set to me.
Yeah. Well, here at Civic Media, the producers, we do weekly joint calls where we get on all together talking about what's going on throughout this excellent radio network that we have put together here at Civic Media. And so I suggested, I was like, you know what would be fun? And we're not all in the same location, so I knew there was going to be some logistical hurdles, but I was like, we should do a producer's Secret Santa. And
fantastic.
So everybody, I didn't force anybody to participate.
Sure.
I was like, anybody that wants to to join. Let me know. Mm-hmm. We sent out names. And the amount of logistical questions still that came out of this was very, very just...
Surprising
right. to me. Surprising mm-hmm. was a good term. But the way that I've always done Secret Santa is you kind of try to secretly or sneakily get the gift for whoever you have and right. then let them guess. And earlier this week... Mr. Somers walks into the
office. It is
the
office. Your Secret Santa.
He literally has a gift in his hand, and he's walking up to me, and I was like, oh, perfect. Aaron's going to need a little help delivering that to whoever. I was like, I can't wait, because I told all the other producers. I was like, I go between the studios. I'm in different areas, so sure. Let me know if you need help transporting any of the Secret Santa gifts across the Civic Media Network. And so this is back in my mind. I'm like, all right, perfect. Somers is going to just ask me to drop this off in Waukesha or make sure it gets up to Green Bay or wherever it needed to go, and Aaron walks up and goes, "I am your Secret Santa," and handed me the presents.
Okay, can I explain myself?
Yeah, all right, let's hear it.
The floor is yours, Mr. Zomer.
So first of all, the meeting at which you pitched Secret Santa to everybody,
you
I was not at.
Yes.
You spoke to me all about right. it previously, so that was not a mentioned thing to me. All also. Andrew from Verona texts in, Zomers must have grown up doing a stocking or gift exchange. The secret is not the point. That's where I'm at. The first Secret Santa I've done that I remember was in like second grade, and we all got assigned different people from the class. And you're like, it can be as cheap as you want. It can be handmade, or you can buy something. Just make sure it's below $5 or $10 or whatever. And it's a secret during that time. And the secret part is where they try and figure out if maybe it's not one of your closest friends, you got to try and figure out what they might like. So you talk to other people and you sneak around. That's the sneaky part. And then on the day where everyone brings in their gift, they walk up and they're like, hey, I'm your Secret Santa. Here you go. And they're like, I don't know. I didn't know. I didn't figure it out.
That sounds like a Santa reveal.
That's the way I've always done it. We've done that in my family as well.
Exposing Santa.
That's illegal.
Yes, Santa should not be doing that.
Right, somebody from Andrew from Verona says, that's what an elf on the shelf does to a child, turns them into a paranoid Luke Mathers.
I never was an elf on the shelf kid either.
Elf on the shelf is too much.
I'm a procrastinator at heart, and therefore the deadline of hosting Christmas, that's what it is, Andrew. All right, it's not a paranoid elf on the shelf thing. I know that Christmas is coming, and I agreed to host everybody, so I have to follow through and make sure that I have done what I need to be done.
Well, we have 2 minutes here. Are you going to open up said gifts? Do you each, Mr. Zomers, do you have yours?
No.
You have yours. All right.
So we just know. See, everybody else is participating. All right. Trying
so here
to
we go.
Secretly.
Here we go. Here's the reveal of the Secret Santa.
I told
Santa.
Aaron, I was like, well, since it's not a surprise now that I know you're my Secret Santa, let's have some fun and be surprised with what it is on the air.
All right. Very
so
good.
I'm going to.
It's not wrapped in an especially
there
secret
it is.
Way.
It's a 12-pack from Knuckleheads. Very fine. Fantastic. That's great.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, that, very nice.
There we go. And
what's
I got
the title?
Nice book. It's the Democracy Awakening.
Book. No.
No. It's by Heather Cox Richardson.
Oh, nice.
And it's the Notes on the State of America. And it's a very...
Oh, that's really cool.
Democracy.
Luke Mathers will be happy to know I purchased it from A Room of One's Own, a local bookstore that supports LGBT folks.
There we go.
That's great.
That is excellent because I couldn't find a way without, I think, sharing the Amazon wish list thing for the thing that we had set up, but I did put a note for any of the books that I put on there. Please buy locally. So thank you so much, Aaron.
Yeah, I was at A Room of One's Own Christmas shopping for somebody else, and I saw that book on display. I was like, I didn't think they'd have this here, but that was on Luke's wish list, so I'm buying it.
Perfect.
See, regardless of whether it's secret or not, all's well that ends
well.
Yes,
and hopefully, Aaron, you will get to tell the tale of if somebody surprises you, or you got a gift already, right? You got to.
I haven't opened it.
Okay, so you get to surprise yourself when guess who was your Secret Santa when you open your Secret Santa gift.
And if the other producers are listening right now, I have no idea who it is. I have no idea what it is. It's a little red bag with some bizarre shapes inside, and I cannot tell what it is. I have no clue.
Oh, you're one of those where you kind of like shake the box and everything, trying to figure out what the puzzle is?
No, but because it was in a soft bag, and I picked it up, you by nature have to feel what's in it.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
That was a fantastic ending. Anyway, it was delivered by our own Buddy the Elf, Chris Casper, at the holiday party. So it was fantastic. Luke Mathers, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
To you as well, Tom.
Thank you very much. That's the great Luke Mathers. We'll see you in the new year ahead. Stay tuned, Matt Flynn. Matt Flynn directed Hour 2. It's a big Thursday here at the top. John Almost Show, the shortest day of the year, jam-packed. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Soaring from high above home. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Dane County Executive Joe Parisi. Joe, let me ask you. You've made a little news. You have declared what in regard to the Twitter, now known as the X, and the Dane County municipal accounts. Joe, have you banned Twitter?
Well, we're no longer going to be using Twitter, I think is probably the...
Is that the same as banning Twitter, sir?
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Fears the war between Israel and Hamas will expand more were heightened overnight after the killing of a senior Hamas leader in Lebanon. CBS's Jared Hill with details.
Al-Arouri's killing sparked protests in the West Bank overnight as concerns increased that the conflict could spill over to neighboring regions.